Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
Pitch and a fly ball. Deep left field. Lyles back. Track. Bye-bye baseball.
You want to talk about athleticism? It's on display in the booth right now.
All right, Lane Grindle, an off day in Detroit. It's not exactly Palm Springs, but it is an off day. Lane, thanks for making time for us on your day off.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys.
What are you doing on this off day in Detroit? What did the Lane Grindle day look like?
You know, not a lot, to be honest with you. I'm a guy that wants to get out and kind of run or go for a long walk and see the city, but it's pretty chilly today. Now, the weather's going to be decent for the series, which is great news, but today it's sunny and dry, but I think it got into the 40s today. It's just not one of those days that really motivates you to get outside. So I caught up on a little sleep this morning. I'm a father of four, so it's like a double-edged sword, right? Like it's this great opportunity to sleep in even though you're away from your family, but you can't really do it because your clock is just so programmed to get up. So I didn't really catch up on sleep. I've caught up on some emails. I've done that thing, sat down in the lobby and just socialized with other members of the traveling party. So, it's been a very low key day. We'll have dinner as a group tonight. That'll be fun.
Their stadium's really special though. I think it's really nice.
Detroit's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great stadium. I like calling games from this ballpark. It's a great vantage point from the booth, and it's a unique stadium for sure. So I do enjoy coming here, no doubt about it.
You're kind of a fashion guy, Niz. I mean, I just called you Niz, Lane. Let's ask you a couple fashion questions. What do you think of the Wisco jerseys? Because we just got word today that they've got kind of a mixed reaction, but people are buying them. Fans like them. They're selling better than the previous versions of the City Connect jersey. What do you think of the jersey?
I love them. I think they're great. Look, I've talked about this a little bit already over the last week plus. For me, when I moved to Wisconsin, the things that like grabbed me about moving to the state of Wisconsin and moving to Milwaukee and being a part of the Brewers organization was, you know, what do I love about this place beyond the baseball team, which is why I came. But I love to fish. I love lake life. I like the Northwoods. You know, I like all of that. That is the thing that I think about beyond Brewers baseball when I think about what I love about the community that I live in and the state that I live in. I love the outdoor recreation that we have and how great our summers are. I think of fire pits. I think of those types of things. And to me, that's what this grabs and really speaks to. So I love it. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's a really fun combination of colors. I know the players love the mango color because they love to accessorize with it with arm sleeves and their batting gloves and everything else. So it's very, very, very popular with the players. I know that too. So I think it's great. The Brewers were awesome and got me my own jersey on the first night that the Brewers wore theirs. So that's kind of cool. I probably won't wear it a lot in the booth, but I will display it with pride in my house, no doubt about it.
All right. Is the Miz really into Pokemon as you know, we've been talking about, especially since he got a brand new glove that includes a little insert where he can put his Pokemon cards?
Yeah, he's super into it. I know that much. Now, I can't give you much more beyond that because other than kind of knowing what Pokemon is on the surface, I know nothing else about collecting Pokemon cards and everything that else that goes along with it. I remember a couple years ago when there was that game with your phone, right, where you would like, you had to go capture characters
right.
That were like hidden. I kind of vaguely remember that, but that's never something I've gotten into. But he's into it, man.
Well, Lane, he has a purple glove, and it's,
yeah, no, I know the glove.
Do you know who Gengar is?
I don't.
No, me either. Nope.
No,
it's a ghost / poison. Okay.
Okay.
It's a purple. It's a purple kind of, you know, monster with red eyes.
We're going to give you the lingo, Lane, so you can bond
glove.
With the Miz now. You can drop some,
you know
what was it, Gengar?
You could come up with any fictional character you want to. It's not as scary as the Miz fastball. So
true.
They got to get him some offense, Lane.
Is it scary, Julia? Is it a scary monster thing in Pokemon? Is that what it is?
Yeah, he has kind of like a scary kind of face.
Is he a villain?
It's nothing bad. It says that he is a poison kind of. Okay. I guess if you put the card down, yeah, I feel like I'm like speaking the Miz language.
There are people that know their stuff when it comes to Pokemon that are just shaking their heads.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Lane, always good for you to make time with us. You're always very generous with your time, and we appreciate it.
Hey, I love coming on with you. Thanks for having me.